Hi, welcome to the Market Week in Review for the week ending April 12th. I'm your host, McKenna Painter. On this week's episode, we'll be talking to investment strategist Bae-Chin Lin. All right, let's get things started. First up, the U.S. economy. Can you give us some updates there? What's inflation been looking like?
Well, McKenna, it depends who you're asking. If you look at the consumer price index inflation data that came out on Wednesday of this week, that was a little bit on the disappointing side. Core CPI came in month over month at 0.36%. That was hotter than the 0.3% that consensus was looking for. And this would be the third month in a row that core CPI on a month-over-month basis came in slightly hotter than consensus expectations. Now, if we look at where exactly that upside surprise came from, it really stemmed from the transportation services side of things, and in particular from motor vehicle insurance, which means that some people have probably been driving a little bit too recklessly. So bottom line is, you know, the inflation fight was always going to be a challenging one, right? It's not one where the inflation rate can necessarily keep on trending down linearly over time. We do think that inflation is going to cool throughout 2024, but there could very well be some instances where we run into a hiccup or two. And I think that's exactly what we saw with the latest CPI report. Unfortunately, when we look at the market reaction on the other day, the market sold off sharply on the back of the CPI data release, and you even saw some economists questioning whether the Federal Reserve would still be able to cut interest rates three times this year as they originally had planned to do. But then subsequent to the CPI release, we got some more inflation data. Today, on April 11th, when we're filming this, we got the PPI inflation data. So that looks at the producer side of things. And when we look at PPI, that actually came in line to slightly softer than consensus expectations. And moreover, when we look at the Atlanta Fed wage tracker, which is a measure of wage inflation, we saw that the pace of wage inflation continued to moderate compared to the previous month. So on balance, inflation is still likely heading in the right direction. And we do think that inflation will continue to cool throughout 2024. But it does mean that the inflation fight is not going to be an easy one. And perhaps the Federal Reserve might need to push out their first interest cut a little bit later than they had originally anticipated. But we still think that they're going to be in a position to be able to cut interest rates in 2024.
All right, next topic, central bank decisions. What's happening with the ECB and the BOC?
So both the ECB and the Bank of Canada decided to leave their key interest rate unchanged this week, which was largely in line with investor expectations. You see a similar theme in both Europe and Canada, where unlike in the US, growth has been relatively subdued. And given that growth has been subdued and inflation has been trending relatively closer towards the target for both central banks, both central banks are likely going to be in a position later this year to be able to cut interest rates. We think that the Bank of Canada might start cutting interest rates as early as the June meeting, and we think that the ECB might also be in a position to cut interest rates in the June meeting. In fact, Christine Lagarde, the head of the ECB, actually said that there were some members of the ECB who might have preferred to even cut rates today, but ultimately the ECB did decide to hold off just a little bit longer because central banks in both Canada and Europe, they all want to have more confidence that they've made good progress on the inflation fight, that inflation is heading sustainably back down to their target in order to be able to cut interest rates. They've certainly come a long way, but they do want more confidence that things are on the right track.
All right. Sounds like all the banks are holding still then. China's making headlines again. Why shouldn't investors be worried though, Bae-Chin?
Great question, McKenna. So certainly we saw some disappointing news from Fitch, where they decided to place Chinese debt on negative outlook. But from our perspective here at Russell Investments, we don't think that investors need to be too worried about the Chinese market. We know that China is facing some economic headwinds. The property sector is under stress right now. Consumer confidence is fairly muted. But at the same time, when you look at data such as inflation, you know, inflation has been relatively subdued in China. And what that means is if the government of China wishes to enact more stimulus, they have the ability to do so without having to worry about inflation running out of control. And we do think that the government of China continues to be very focused on the economy, on achieving economic growth. Earlier this year, the government of China set a GDP growth target of around 5%, and we think that they're still very much committed to that growth target. And we do think that they're going to need to do some more stimulus in order to achieve it. But we also think that they have the room and the capacity to be able to do that stimulus. Also, when we look at the market side of things, Chinese equities this year have underperformed the broader global equity index. And what that means is that Chinese equity valuations are not stretched. In fact, they're actually somewhat cheap by our evaluation and by our analysis. And so against that backdrop, we don't think this is the time where investors need to underweight Chinese equities. We think they can stay disciplined and stick to their holdings of Chinese equities and of emerging markets. And ultimately, having that broad, diversified portfolio is extremely important.
Couldn't agree more with you. All right, that's all the time we have here today, folks. As always, it's been a pleasure, Bei Chen. Make sure to keep tuning in to the Market Week in Review. We'll see you next time.